In Turkey, debate is growing over the armed forces' role in governing the country. Since 1960, the military has been directly or indirectly responsible for the removal of four democratically elected governments. Turkish military leaders say the fight against Kurdish insurgents and Islamist militants justifies their role in government, but others are challenging that view. Dorian Jones prepared this report from Istanbul.
Army cadets marching through the streets of Istanbul. Such public displays by the military are not unusual. The army can be seen everywhere. There are military bases in the center of most towns and cities. And most Turks, like this woman in Istanbul, appear to welcome the strong military presence.
It certainly helps us. It's there for us, to protect us and defend us from enemies abroad and at home. I definitely think the army should intervene against these corrupt politicians of ours.
When asked in a recent opinion poll who they trusted, 70% of people ranked the military at the top. Politicians and journalists came last. School plays an important part in maintaining the army's strong social position. All Turks learn about the country's revolutionary past and how the soldier and founder of the Republic, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, defeated invading foreign powers and secured the country's independence. The lessons are given by serving and retired officers in uniform. Mehmet Ali Barand has written extensively on the army for the last 30 years. He says the Turkish people's attitude to the military can largely be explained by looking at the country's history.
The military was always a clean institution. Of course, there are quite a number of people very angry with the military. It's quite normal. But still, at the end of the day, they say, at least I can fight them, but at least when the chips are down, they are there.
The forum where military leaders express their views is the National Security Council, where the chiefs of staff meet government leaders every month. The council is meant to be purely advisory, dealing only with security matters. But governments reject army suggestions at their peril. Turkish Foreign Minister Ismail Cem says the arrangement is far from satisfactory, but argues that it's understandable, considering Turkey has been engaged in a long-running internal conflict. He says with peace returning, things will improve.
The way I see the future, I believe that the more normalcy will be established, and it is being established, the more the role of a body which has gained great importance in an abnormal time will be coming back to normal levels. I see that process and I believe that it will continue.
But such assurances are not enough for Deputy Prime Minister Mr. Yilmaz. He has openly questioned the ongoing role of the Turkish army in politics. Now Yilmaz is leading Turkey's bid to join the European Union. The EU is demanding that the army stay in their barracks and out of politics for good, if Turkey wants to join. But whether it does has as much to do with the people as the generals, according to Mehmet Ali Barand.
Europe do want a Turkish military under the civilian rule. But the problem is that civilians do not want. The most civilian people in the business community or at the universities, when things go bad, they turn to the military and they say, hey, why don't you intervene? Then how can you expect the military to say no?
The military have already strongly rejected the challenge from Mr. Yilmaz. In a statement Wednesday, the army underlined its intention to stay in Turkish politics. Dorian Jones for NPR News in Istanbul.